Good morning, New Eden. Today is October 1st, 2023, and this is the Federation Frontline Report. We are going to be talking about FanFest today. So I'm your host, Frozen Fallout. My co-host is Samson.
Good morning, New Eden. How y'all doing?
Ooh, that's
you okay there?
Question. Lots of feelings. But Nightflyer is also with us today, our second co-host. How's it going,
Hey, Nightflyer? Good evening, everybody. Thanks for tuning into the show. So, Frozen, go ahead and just dive right into it, because we got so much stuff to talk about.
Yeah, and Keldari Prime was like, hey, the end? No, it is just the beginning. So, as you can all tell, we got the crew for the Federation Frontline Report is now, official FanFest attendees. All three of us went to our first FanFest.
Official Concord pilot license is this. Is yeah. I don't know why they issued one to me with my negative 10 standing. But I asked Rix, too, before FanFest, I saw he posted the design for them, and so I replied and said, Concord issued. Are they going to give me one? I have negative 10.
Yeah, they were stalking you around the event center most of the
time. Yeah, I got to keep hiding from Concord, man. I was worried it was going to pod me or something.
Yeah, no, I got caught a couple of times. I got told that I needed to go back on Sunday to come in for questioning regarding some of the outlaw status that my character came back with. Not enough that I was on the wanted list, but I guess I was a little wanted, and I was like, you know what, I'll do that, and then I never came back, so... We could have met Keldari Prime. Oh, man.
I was just wondering if all the Concord securities were, like, Icelandic models, because...
Probably.
That was a good-looking group of people walking around in those uniforms.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Most of the people in Iceland. What a beautiful country and beautiful people. So much fun. So friendly. I stepped in it so many times and had somebody close by to bail me out. So thank you to Iceland right off the bat. I want to thank them.
Yeah, it was really, really
so nice. Many problems I had, but...
But on to like things that are just super sweet. So we kind of all started off. I think that the journey started first for Samson. He made it.
Yeah, I was in Iceland first. That is true. I didn't even think about that. So I arrived in Iceland at like 6:15 in the morning, 0600. Eve time. And we were like half dead, and like just super tired, my wife and I. So we went straight from the airport to the Blue Lagoon, which is what I would recommend you do, especially if you arrive really early in the morning, because then there's hardly anybody there at the Blue Lagoon. It's a very small, because as soon as like 8 or like 9 or 10 o'clock hits, the population in there triples at least, so it gets really crowded, and then the bar line takes longer. But it was super rejuvenating after being on a flight. For me, it was a 3-hour flight to Seattle, a 2-hour layover in Seattle, then an 8-hour flight to Iceland, which is still not that bad. I've been on much longer flights than that, but I can't sleep on airplanes. But yeah, Blue Lagoon, and then we did some tour of Iceland, before FanFest, because we got there on Saturday, right? And we got a car on Sunday, and we drove around Iceland. That's I think my biggest recommendation going to Iceland, going to FanFest, is get either have extra time beforehand or have extra time afterwards, and rent a car and just drive.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do this time, the next time, 2025. I've already got my tickets. I'm going to FanFest 2025. Keldari Prime has been saying some stuff here.
Yes, yeah, airport's not bad.
The airport, the Seattle airport.
Iceland.
I haven't been to, so, but
Keflavik Airport was okay as well, actually. I thought it was going to be a shit show when we were leaving, but it was fine.
I was really surprised at how well the weather was while we were in Iceland.
Yeah, actually. Okay, so about that, y'all got fucking lucky. I when I arrived, it was pouring rain, and it was 40, 50 mile an hour winds. And when we were getting out there, like just walking up to the Blue Lagoon from the parking lot, we were fucking freezing our asses off, soaked. And we had, I had a raincoat, and the pants that I brought with me were water resistant, but they were still soaked because the rain was flying sideways. So, but once you got in the Blue Lagoon, it was awesome. Like, you could sit in that hot spring water, and my face was going numb from the cold, but I felt comfortable.
Yeah, it was. It's interesting how the cold was really refreshing, actually, a lot.
Yeah, it was. Especially in that case. But yeah, it wakes you up, you know, gets you going. After I stay up fucking till 4 in the morning talking to this fool at our Airbnb.
Well, we got to talk about what universe you're in so that I know to jump properly.
You got to make sure which universe I'm in.
But then Nightflyer, I think that you flew in, what, Sunday, was it?
Yeah, I took off from Chicago on Sunday, landed first thing. 6:30 Monday.
And he was messaging me, and I felt bad because I was like, "We have plans to do stuff already." Sorry.
I'm away. Those of you may recall from prior podcasts, we're talking about going, and I was supposed to go with my buddy Ghoster.
Coaster ghosted you.
I would have thought. So, long story short, like, we had planned this out. He owns his own business, and real life hit him hard like 2 weeks before we were supposed to go. And it was literally a last minute call. So he ended up having to eat, you know, his plane ticket and the trip. And just there wasn't any time to get refunds on any of that stuff. And of course, Eventbrite wouldn't refund his tickets. But we made use of those later, and we'll talk about that. So wasn't enough time to get my wife a plane ticket to get her going and make arrangements for our children. So I went to Iceland by myself and spent the first couple of days. And I did exactly what you guys said. I rented a car once I got that, which was a whole thing. I just started driving. I started driving around that peninsula. Went down towards some... I guess you'd call them seaside towns, little villages. Those were pretty cool. Found a lava tube excursion, and so nice. Went through. It's this cave. It's like 400 meters deep, and it's just a tube. It was cold. It was wet. They had it nicely lit and set up, and the tour guide was great. So that was fun.
That costs what, like $70 or something?
I think it was about yeah.
Yeah, so that's one thing that I will say about Iceland. Everything costs money, and it costs a lot of money. Everything. But it's worth it. It's worth it if you can afford it.
Yeah. So, and again, it was kind of nice. I'm not, you know, I can entertain myself pretty easily. So not a problem. Where I didn't get to share a lot of these experiences with somebody. I was also on my own timetable, my own scale. If I wanted to, I was driving because I drove down to Vik by myself, and you know, I wanted to see a couple of the waterfalls on the way down there. That was kind of the bucket list stuff to go to Iceland.
Yeah. We saw the waterfalls along that path to Vik, and Vik is also.
Oh, Vik is awesome! Amazing. What a fantastic
city. I wish there were less people there, but it was amazing.
Yeah, it was packed. But yeah, you'd see people like parked on the side of the road at like a little. You know, parking lot thing, and I'm like, oh, what are they looking at? And you get out and you're like, oh, okay, it's a little Viking. I don't know if you saw the little houses next into the caves, like the little cave dwellings.
I saw a lot of them on, like, when we were driving. Mm-hmm. You could see them in the sides of the mountains.
Yep. And so they actually had one. I stopped and got out, and again, I didn't have to check with anybody or, you know, I'm on my own timetable, so that was pretty cool that way. But again, just enjoyed Iceland, enjoyed the people, enjoyed the food and drink, made it up to Reykjavik, checked in, and then you guys showed up.
Yeah.
And Wednesday we all met up again.
Yeah. So I was, so I got in, and landed and took Samson's advice and was like, all right, Blue Lagoon, let's do this. So we did stop at the,
Airbnb
dropped off some stuff. Got told that if we don't arrive in 15 minutes of arrival time, that our reservation gets bumped.
Your reservation.
But it wasn't actually even that busy when we got there because it was the weekday.
Lucky.
There was, you know, it was early in the morning, so actually it never got really, really packed at all. I didn't feel it was very, nice. Very chill. So we got in, went, did the, did Blue Lagoon, and then I think that's. We went straight to doing karaoke, right? We stop at any bar or anything? I'm trying to remember. I think we went straight to karaoke.
Oh, we went to CCP first.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, you guys got your badges.
That's where me and you met. Yes. Okay, so that was an experience because I'd never been to CCP headquarters. So, you know, this is the first time I've ever been there, been to this, you know, island or anything like that. So, meeting up with you at the headquarters, getting our badge, there was like no line. Like we like walked up, we got to like chat with people, you know, like we're just kind of hanging out, taking pictures, like, did a lot of picture taking.
That was funny because like day two there was no question where the line was or where you're supposed to be, but day one when we got there wasn't like anybody around. We're like, is this the right door? They said, you know, it's just the door here, and you finally had to find somebody. You're like, oh, you got to go up to the third floor. Like, oh, okay, cool.
Yep. No,
yeah, it was fun to see though.
I wish that I was there for that, at least so that I could get my badge early because of what happened the next day when I got my badge.
Oh my god.
Like,
yeah.
2.5 hour line. I will say this though, they were serving drinks in the line and I made friends in the line, so I was fine with that.
Yeah, Lady Brewing came through with beer, which was very nice of them. But yeah, that's when the camaraderie started though. That's when we started meeting people.
Yeah, you had a flask as well. That also saved us.
Oh, that did kind of help a little bit.
And then one of the things that I think is Caldari Prime said is that alcohol is especially expensive. We were talking about being expensive earlier, but that's why I kept finding people to buy me drinks and give me sips of their flask and and doing bard performances for free beers, you know.
And Sir Kula says, you know, FanFest was dope. So, yeah, I completely, like, FanFest... my wife said it was better than Gen Con, and she's like not a huge socialite. Like she likes to like hermit and do her own thing and play video games. She's not into really EVE Online deeply. Like she likes it, she plays it, you know, but it's really just a thing. She'll come out every once in a while with us and have some fun. But she was like, it was better than Gen Con. Like that was epic. There was just a lot of camaraderie, a lot of drinking, a lot of cool events. You know, some...
Yeah, I made friends the first night at karaoke, two Scotsmen.
Yes!
And their names escape me at this time, unfortunately, but I'm pretty sure we had his son on the show.
Yes, I believe so.
At some point. Yeah, and they were super awesome. Like, So, speaking of the karaoke, I had arrived and Frozen screamed my name like 10 times at the top of his lungs. And I met Nightflyer for the first time, and Nightflyer was like, I thought you were shorter or whatever. I didn't think you were that tall. and then after buying drinks and going in and out a couple of times, and I will say that the karaoke bar was packed to the brim, and there was a certain, how you say,
odorous event.
There was a scent in that area. But,
all the senses were activated in that bar. Your sight, hearing,
all five senses. You got taste too, even when you weren't drinking. But when I went back in for like my third drink, I had a Scotsman wearing also wearing a scally cap. I had the same type of hat. His, of course, had a tartan or plaid pattern. But they said both him and his son were like, you're the guy from, you're the Faction Warfare guy.
The mutton chops, like, you know, make you very identical.
They had really good scotch in a flask, so I was happy for the rest of the night.
That was nice. I'm not a scotch guy, but that was pretty good stuff. But yeah, that was a good time.
Yeah, so I sang at karaoke. I did the because I got high, but at the towards the end, I started like just changing it up, And one thing was is that I was like, if it like took me, because that song is like, because I got high, because I got yeah. high, because I got high, high. You know, like it's pretty like chill song, but it's karaoke, so you like you can't have it be that chill. So at first I was just trying to like keep up with the speed of the like karaoke and being like my brain just seizuring and being like, why is this so fast? What the fuck is going on? I like the karaoke like speed didn't like kick in for me. I thought, you know, I was doing okay. But then after a while I was like, screw what's ever on the screen. I'm just gonna like, cause this is like, because it was like, because I got high, because I got high, because I got high, but then like it was like really fast, like 33% faster, I would say. But I got in, like, you know, I got scammed at Jitta because I got high. I believe I got in the lost my jump freighter because I got high. But I'm really interested to do a song like that and actually have like auto tuning to fix my ability that I can't actually sing. But
you know, I could sing Frozen.
No, there we go. Vocals. There we go. Like, if I'll come up with the words, you do the vocals.
But I will say this though. When this is sort of jumping around, maybe it's foreshadowing, but when we met Virian, he remembered you from karaoke.
Oh yes. A lot of people came up to me at karaoke because I think a lot of the other people that did stuff, like, they did standard song. And so at the end, I like totally just changed it up, and I was one of the few people, I think, if any, to others to do that.
At least stuck in everybody's minds,
and it really stuck in people's minds. They were like, "Dude, that was
you had a critical, like, you had a critical success on your bardic performance."
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. And but it was like three rolls, and like the first one, like, I kind of failed, but I didn't botch.
You
like,
had advantage, and then you were inspired, sir.
There we go. There we so go. That was, yeah, got the roll.
Success.
Yep, at the end there. So that was definitely I was going to look it up on the schedule and see what the different events that we went to and stuff like that.
It's gone now.
It's gone. They delete that off of their.
Well, sad. I will say, I would. Excuse me. One, the opening ceremony was awesome. The president of Iceland himself actually addressed the crowd. That was really cool. But as far as panels were concerned, I actually really enjoyed the James Webb Telescope presentation. But I'm a huge space nerd, and it was you know, it was really cool.
Yeah, I really liked that. That was day two, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it was the second day. Yeah, so I'm jumping around. Day one, I think we just had the opening ceremony. No, maybe it was day one.
So day one, well, it depends on what you count as day one. So Wednesday, which is
one. Sorry. No, Wednesday. Let's get back to that.
To the ending.
For the majority of that time was 2.5 hours of me.
Yeah, so you met up with us at the karaoke. We got to meet Baltic, which I have Baltic set up for an interview. He is down scheduled. Nice. He's got the story of taking the Megathron on every single fleet and then a fleet being named in his honor. You know, we met up with the guy with the cheese hat. I can't remember his name, but he had everybody signing his cheese hat. And
yeah, so, he was at the bar at the karaoke every time I went up there.
Yeah, and he was super cool. Of course, the Scotsman. And then just, yeah, the songs, as Keldari Prime said here, the singing was pretty good, actually. There was, you know, for a bunch of nerds, I was pretty happy with what we got out of that.
Yeah, I got kind of intimidated. I'm like, after Frozen went up, I'm like, oh, okay, not a big deal. But then, like, other people started getting up, and I'm like, oh, I'm not following that. And then the list got, like, so long that...
yeah, I was thankful I did not have to. So. I saved my bardic performances for later.
And thank you so much, Oz, for the follow. And also, the drinking there was really interesting because I thought every night that I was going to come home and be like maybe a little pukey drunk or like at least like hungover really bad.
First and foremost about that, all of the beer out there is like 5 point whatever. Like, that you can't really get, it's very rare that you could get something that's higher than, you know, 5%, 5.5%. There was one beer at Schooley that was really good, and I think you tasted. I don't know. I believe your wife did at least. But we were all sitting there, and it was that was up there. That was stronger. But the beer wasn't very strong, and the cider wasn't strong either. So I think you were able to maintain a good.
Oh, we got a subscription. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Circula, for the Prime.
Yeah, that is super fucking awesome. Thank you.
Throw some of these kiki faces out there for you.
But yeah, so the I was drinking cider most of the time, and that was really exciting. Sorry, that was really interesting. That I like, because sometimes I get fucked up on cider because I can just keep on drinking it. And I thought Wednesday like night the that I was
for example,
just drink too much.
I'm pretty sure the cider that you were having like at my party was stronger than the cider that you were having there.
Yeah, there was definitely felt, which was good though, because I didn't.
But it tasted really good. Yeah, I really liked the Scoresby cider.
And they put
cider.
Ice in their, well, at least Lebowski's did, put ice in their
Lebowski's
cider.
Did, yeah.
And I was like, okay, like, I'll try this. And I was like, it's not that bad, actually. It's weird. I just never would do that. But any case, so. Yeah, I think we just did that. We just got really drunk, and then we went home pretty much, right? I don't think we talked to a lot of people, did a lot of networking, and just had a lot
of people.
The first night, and just getting drunk. And that's when you got the feeling that you could really talk to anybody, I feel like. It's the first time it really kicked in for me that you can just walk up to a group of people and, you know,
because people were just doing that. Like,
say hi.
You'd be out there performing your bard performances out on the street, and people would just start gathering, and then they'd start, you know, adding to the group.
Yeah, it's like you walk up, wait for an in and say hi or something like that. You know, sometimes there were some, you know, clicks that you could tell where it was like, yeah, that's the group that, you know, like that's their like hardcore knit group. But that was actually
pretty
rare.
We were able to infiltrate any of the groups anytime we wanted because of our skills.
It was.
When you guys ditched me, but I ended up going down to Lemmy's. Yeah, well, first I followed.
That place was good. I liked it.
What's his head? Down to the American Bar. And that place was just loud and packed and too young for me. I think I felt kind of weird. so I went over to Lemmy's and I ran into a group there. I can't remember what his CCP name is, but.
There's a lot of CCPs.
Yeah, that's just like, that's like I'm trying to remember their CCP name instead of their player name. But anyway, so he saw me and he's just, oh, hey, you know, where's your crew? And I'm like, they kind of ditched me. And so they're like, oh, well, hang out with us. So I'm like, oh, okay. So, but that was common. That was pretty common. I mean, we did that all the time. You'd have, because so many people end up going, like, being solo there. I thought was, or they, you know, came with their wife and they weren't involved. Zanus came with his dad, and you know, his dad didn't want to hang out with him, so we'd hang out, and again, it was just that simple. You'd see somebody with either the badge around their neck or a hat or clothes, and you go, oh, you play Eve, cool.
Yeah,
and then patch. And that's just it. Yeah, you guys are talking, you know, talking trash and you know, just having a good time. So it was very reminiscent of an Eve meet. You know, it's the like the summer swarm up in Madison was the very same thing. You just walk in and everybody's a friend. And I got the same feeling kind of with Iceland. You go into a bar and just kind of look for your crowd.
Yeah. Yep. And find the people playing Eve and then go talk about Eve. very welcome.
I did make that mistake when I was out and about on myself, because I went like the Gold Circle and I went to Fayetteville National Park or whatever it is, Thingvellir, which is the where the two continents meet in the middle, and you actually walk through there. It's very famous. It was in Game of Thrones and all that stuff. And I'm just kind of walking, and I ran into Chaos, who had just gotten in that morning, but he was with the Eve tour that was all booked by the time I tried to sign up. And so I chatted with him for a while. I was just, I thought there'd just be more nerds out. And he's like, oh, they're here. It's just not a lot of people representing. It's like, if you had swag on or something, they would I'm sure they would hunt you down. So that's what I would change next time. Next time I would bring, oh yeah, so two things. One, I bring a hat that said Eve on it. And two, like all the clothing I have, all the like stuff was all t-shirts. Mm. And you realize when it's like, you know, 40 degrees, you're not wearing t-shirts.
You need something else, yeah.
So I was always wearing a coat or a sweater, or I'd have stuff over my t-shirt, so.
Yeah, I'm going to get a patch for my awesome space jacket I have. I'm going to get a patch on my back.
Yeah, your jacket's awesome. I need like a bomber jacket with patches. Like we get Federation Frontline and Network and Noir.
Yeah, and I need hoodies for this. I've got like the Golden Age Stories kind of stuff, but we need to work together, and that's another big thing on our list, which I think you have the art all done. We just need to make sure that it works for the merchandising store that we have, for the resolution that specifically that they want type kind of stuff.
Yeah, I can. So I have essentially all the files have created all the logos, not to get, you know, nerdy or whatever. They're all infinite resolution because vectors. Yes. So I just have to save them as the whatever format.
That's epic. I did
like right Gray Gal hat because she's got the vest that she wears with everybody's patches and everything on it. So I'm like,
yeah, she was awesome.
Do that. Just
she's got a huge Noir patch on her back. I saw it.
Yeah. I want
what a great person she is too. Just so much fun.
All the volunteers.
I think that's the other lesson that you learned was handable merch out as well. Like
yes, everybody. Oh. So everybody had awesome pins and shit to hang out. I think I have a Fleet. It's on this side. Fleet pizza delivery pin.
I got this hat from Keurig.
Keurig. Kuruk Arnuk, and then I have some pins, and I think I really like this one right here. Rick's also gave us a Stay Frosty pin, the resin pin.
That's cool. The beer coasters were really cool.
Yeah, I have those in my pack still, I think. And then, I haven't unpacked yet. Didn't have time.
And then Zanus gave me a mining permit.
Oh,
I'm free to mine. So no. I should have asked if that covers PI too, or if it's just mining.
So I've got a lot of like the merch that they got this in the merch
bag. I have that bag too. It's still in my pack.
Yep, I've got to like do some more stuff with that. It was really. Next year, or next time, I'm going to bring a bunch of that stuff. It's going to be so cool. Did either of you two get tickets yet?
What?
Did you guys get tickets yet, or are you thinking about still coming?
I have not gotten tickets yet. I definitely want to go to, like, the local stuff.
Yes.
But considering...
We need that for Madtown Meetup, which is something we'll talk about at the end.
Madtown Meetup and, Vegas.
Yes. Yep.
And so there's also one. There's also Eve LA, but I'm not going to be able to make it to the October thing because I already have stuff going on. But next time they have a meetup, or maybe I could host a meetup or something for Eve LA. That's also like a smaller group. But
We need to work on merch. That's the big thing.
Yes, absolutely. We need to pass out. We need pins. We need stickers. We need patches. We need the ability to order, t-shirts and mugs and hats and hoodies and shit like that.
But I've got a little bit of a merch store that can do a lot of cool stuff like that, but still there's going to be a lot more that we can't do, like stickers. Well, maybe there's even stickers on there.
Well,
store. I think have control of my merch store at this point, too.
Yeah, but I have, beyond the merch store, I have many, I have experience with getting that kind of stuff made. So I awesome. Know places.
All right, so we'll talk more about that later because let's kind of go on and go into day actual one. So Wednesday was kind of like a faux day that you can kind of go get your badge and stuff like that. There's some events that are happening around, but after that,
that's the icebreaker. It's the
icebreaker. Yeah. It was really awesome. Yeah. But day one is when they had it was at CCP headquarters, and that was kind of weird where it was like. The convention one day was at CCP headquarters, and then the convention the next day was the next 2 days was at the convention hall. where they were holding it, so, or whatever the stadium.
That was interesting, and it made it a little slightly difficult, but not terrible.
No.
Because it still was just in Reykjavik.
Yep.
Except there's apparently another Groska. If you search on Google, you end up at fucking IKEA going, why
are we here?
Fuck a CCP. I don't know what's going on.
But that was when the line was super long, like all the way down, all the way down the stairs, all the way out the doors, so that you were outside actually when we kind of arrived. So that's when I got my hat. I was super excited, and I was like, "Dude, this is so." I was like, "How much?" And he's like, "Free, dude." I was like, "What? No, I'm gonna wear this everywhere I go now."
And he did.
You need a light shining on the logo.
Yeah, it's a little bit I could do.
But I did find the breakout sessions at day one were a little, I don't know, more easier to get into, more organized or something than the ones.
Oh yeah, they had like that showing of the documentary,
which I had tickets for and didn't go to. So
I'm pretty sure it's the thing we already watched. So I was. Like...
Yeah, I know.
And I was waiting in line, so fuck.
Oh, that's true, too. But, you know, met Oz. He was talking about, you know, spreadsheets in space. And that was a good one. The Pope, the Eve Pope was there talking about real life connections and stuff. And that was a good meet. Some great stories, real Eve players. And Rick Javik's, his life story is pretty intense. And I'm really happy he's turned stuff around.
Rick's is a cool fucking.
Yeah, what a cool guy. I'm glad we got to spend time with him because he was on the pub crawl with us in our group. So that was
That was really awesome having him on that.
And he had
some of the best swag too.
True, absolutely.
Yes, he did. So I think day one, I went to the monument and did the monument unveiling. I recorded that. That was really cool.
Yes, and then we went back later.
Yeah. Oh, and I waited in line with
this fool.
What's this guy? Yeah, with for a while. After the line got short and he was already in it for like an hour, I'm like, hey, I got all Steve's stuff. I'm gonna grab his beer tickets.
There we go. So yeah, that's how I got into.
Yeah, we needed his tag.
I think I bought a couple of rounds of beer in the line as well.
Yeah.
Yep, that was.
But it was still fun. Oh, and they had the whiskey tasting, the limited.
Yeah, so the booze that they have, I bought all of them. Actually, I'll show those in a second because I bought all of them. But one was a single malt, one was a like a bourbon style, one was a gin, and one was an akavit. And I'll grab those while you guys.
Yeah, I didn't necessarily care for any of them all that much. But I would have bought them if they were a little less pricey. I think they were
a little bit, but not too bad.
The only one that matters, right?
There you go.
Yeah, the Galente one. That's the one I wanted to buy, and for some reason, I never got around to it. Like,
this one is a young malt, and it's kind of bourbony.
Yeah, probably one of the better ones, honestly, of them. I would say probably Galente, Amar, Mimitar, and then the Keldari, because Keldari was the smoke sheep.
Yeah, so the Amar, the Amar says, Lord, it doesn't really say what's the Amar was. I think this is the gin. The Amar is gin. I'll open it up and take the bottle out so you can see the color. Not gonna drink any of this though. I'm gonna save it. I've tasted all of it already, and so. But the Caldari, so these are all done by Floki, by the way,
which is the distillery.
It's like the only distillery in Iceland.
You can't buy these in the duty free shop, but you can buy similar. I think packaging. I think the actual alcohol is very similar to what they have.
The Caldari scum, the squids, is Floki single malt sheep dung. So it's smoked with sheep dung. The sheep's done. That's how it's smoked. Then, of course, we got our friends, the Mimitar. Their wrapping stayed on. It couldn't. All the other ones just fell off.
But great collector's item, those things are.
Yeah, I wish I would have been, picked them up. I don't know.
I like the
why.
Way the Mimitar looks really cool.
I kind of wanted, I think it was because I wanted all four, and I just didn't want to spend $400 on that.
It was like $470 for all four, but they're in my collection now. So.
Yeah, and I'm, so I'm glad
That was it. It was important to me because I'm a huge whiskey person, a huge, you know, gin. Although my wife tasted all of, she refused to taste the sheep's tongue, but she tasted the gin and she was like, I'm okay. You don't need it.
Yeah, pretty much everything wrapped up pretty quickly. I did the monument and got everybody. The monument was awesome. I got pictures for everybody. Me and Samson went back. We got more pictures.
Well,
me and Samson
shout out to my wife, Heather, though. She was able to find people's names like this. Literally, these fools had the app out. And I'm not joking. Frozen and Jan had the app out. And they're looking for the tiles. And they had like a list of 10 people. And I told my wife, here are my three characters, and this is for intel there. As I said, it's Guinevere Kenyon, Henrietta Olsen, and Amelia Blackwater. And within 3 minutes, like, she found each one of them in like less than 60 seconds. Like, I, with no app, nothing. Just, I mean, they're in alphabetical order, but it is a lot.
It's a lot. Like, so you got to know that, you got to kind of have an idea of like, okay, if there's this many at this kind of, like, you know,
and they and you guys found like one, you gotta jump. She found all three of mine like immediately.
It took me 20 minutes to find mine, and your wife had already sent me a photo of it, so I even knew where it was. And it
that's
took
right.
It
was like she was like, totally like she's like, let's get that fired.
So
and
yeah,
I wasn't even drunk. I went out early the next morning and did it before meeting you guys down at the
yeah. We did end up going there 3 times. Like, I went there 3 times.
At 3 a.m.
3 a.m. after Lebowski's. This is also jumping ahead in time after the party at the top of the world.
I was relatively shit-faced at that point. Like, I was having trouble seeing everything. It was blurry when we got there. So I was like, "That's all, you guys are going to find that shit on the monument. I'm just here for support."
Yeah, moral support, and it definitely got us there. But that was, so I got like, I don't know, like 15 or so, 20 names. But yeah, rewinding it back, you know, I did the monument. We, ate some food. There's, you know, good food there. It was pretty awesome. What did we do after that?
After the monument?
Yeah, no, after, like, because everything kind of wrapped, like, we came back from the monument, and I think me and you went back to the monument, right, and did some searching day one, right? Or what happened with that? I can't remember what happened
after the
monument.
On that day, what happened was, after the bullshit, really, really long line, which wasn't that bad, honestly, because we went to the, you were used to, you went to the presentation, and then afterwards we met up at Schooley, and then from Schooley, after we had a couple drinks, walked to the monument, and then we were walking back and we were looking for food, so we ended up at the food hall. We had pizzas that really weren't pizzas, but they were still amazing, and you got fucking webbed and scrammed again right outside that was the theme of all of the traveling around, walking around and stuff. Anywhere there are Eve nerds, Frozen kept getting tackled. So
talk to me. Yes, talk to me. We're both gonna scram and web each other.
It's a nullifier because we gotta get from point A to point B. And we're like,
and then the pub crawl wasn't that night.
No.
Was it?
No. Friday night.
There was something though. Was
it Friday night? Yeah. What do we do? Because
we're talking about
Frozen twice picked us because all 5 of us climbed into the car.
No, that was my wife.
That was your wife, Heather.
Yes. Right, okay. So where were we going? We were supposed. Was that the night we went to the Bowskis?
Yes, because she parked in the garage.
Yes.
No. I'm sorry. Sorry. No. Yeah. Back.
So we did. We did. Oh.
No, that was you.
You guys did lose your car in a garage. Yes. That did happen. But
that was on Wednesday night though, not on Thursday.
It was at Groska. We all packed into our car that we rented, and my wife drove us someplace. I think back to Lebowski. No, I don't know. Yeah, no, it was Lebowski's. Yeah, because fucking Quinn was there. Yes. That was the first time at Lebowski's. So yeah, we all ended up at Lebowski.
Because we kept getting turned around because of the one-way street and then the closed road. And so
yes.
She's had so to
we ended up at Lebowski's and we were eating dinner there. And eventually, I think my wife left to try to catch a Northern Lights thing.
Yeah.
And y'all fucking ended up getting better pictures of the Northern Lights fucking standing outside of a bar.
It's true.
Yeah.
That was ridiculous.
That was nice.
But we met with a bunch of goons, I think.
Yeah, I think. I'm trying to remember. Is that when, yeah, we just went to Lebowski's and then...
I think I need we were at Lebowski's. I'm going to grab more whiskey. I'll be right back. You guys keep going.
We went to Lebowski's like 3 times, it feels like. But in any case...
I remember walking off because I was so full. I drank something, I ate something, and I'm strolling down the street. And this dude walks up to me. He's from like New Zealand. And just kind of walking, kind of talking. And then I kind of realized he's hitting on me. And I wasn't ready for that. You know, and again, no issue with it. I'm just not that guy. So, you know, so I just like, yeah, I better, you know, get back to, you know, my dudes and, you know, call my wife. And so he got off. So, but that was unique. That was interesting. But yeah, and then just kind of circle back. But yeah, I had to walk that the fries and stuff off. They did a lot, really good like fries in Iceland. Most of the places we went to, at Lebowski's, and then that place down on the plaza with the sandwiches. That place was cool.
Yeah, the plaza sandwiches. Was that the day that we did that for the first time? Oh, now I remember. We did the meet and greet on Wednesday or Thursday night, like. There was a meet and greet after the monument and stuff at that like coffee shop / bar where we went up, tried to go upstairs. Oh, and
that's it. Yeah. And they're like, nope, you can't go here. You can't go there. And then, yeah, there was something.
Yeah. So there was.
And there was a mixer, right?
Yeah. So
coffee, a couple drinks, and then we went over to karaoke.
Then we went to, no, that was when, okay. That was Wednesday night. Fuck. So then we did after the monument is when we did that night is the Northern Lights night. Yes, definitely. So Thursday night is when we did Lebowski's. We did the outside. We're hanging out with goons and stuff like that. So yeah, that makes sense. Yep. And cause I'm going back to my photos now because I don't have like the schedule anymore. So,
all right. So should we go to day one or the keynote speech to start from there? So we can keep this.
Yeah, absolutely. We're almost out of time already.
The keynote address, and the president came out of Iceland. What a great guy! Like,
yep. So this is Friday.
What a fantastic dude. The stories that he was telling and stuff, and you guys can catch those online. I think CCP posted them, but
basically, that video games are a lot games are a lot safer now than they were back in the day. Because back in the day, people would just kill each other over like a game.
Yeah, you get bullied or harassed on the whatever game they were playing. You get hit in the head with a hatchet. So, that's the kind of stuff that happened in Iceland 1,000 years ago.
And that's when they unveiled Havoc, right? We're Friday. Friday. Yep. Afternoon or early keynote kind of actually before noon, so morning.
Zarzak.
Yes, the unveiling. Yep,
they did that live on stream, which was really, I thought, a really great way to roll that out.
So I went to Zarzak today, actually.
Yeah, you got a kill in there, didn't you?
We killed. I've got a kill in Zarzak now. I killed an Osprey in Zarzak with Thrasher Fleet
on a Spectre Fleet.
My Spectre Fleet. Yeah.
We
had like 20 people like show up for that.
Those
like,
are good numbers.
That was really good numbers.
The numbers that I've only ever seen in Spectre is like 20 to 50, unless it's something crazy.
I've seen some newer people that are brand new that, you know, they're doing like 0.0, get some like lower numbers depending on what they were asking for. But I've only encountered that very rarely. And usually it goes up pretty quickly once you're like, yeah, that was a fun ride with this guy.
Well, you got kills, man. You got kills. You got action.
So, so they unveiled that, and all of this like was like, I think leading up to basically, we didn't quite get like the full unveil of Havoc yet. I think that was Saturday, right? And yeah, Friday.
So that was like a preview. That was like the trailer and like a little live stream of the unveiling. But then Friday they had like a much deeper presentation.
Yeah. Yeah, so Saturday, so Friday then we end up, was Friday the pub crawl night? Yes, because yeah. the last night is the Saturday. Party at the top of the world. So
yep.
So Friday night, we ended up getting tickets to, thanks to Night Flyer, I got a ticket that I was able to join up with on the pub crawl. And that was super awesome. Like, you could go to all the bars for with everybody if you really wanted to, in your own kind of pod if you wanted. You didn't even need tickets until the last place. So at the very last place.
That's when I got ditched, standing outside that place by myself. Eventually, y'all, after Night Flyer was like, yeah, I'm going to call it. He walked to his fucking...
we had extra tickets, though, for you to get into that.
The corner. Yeah, but but it didn't work, bro. It didn't work. Yeah,
I walked off and it was like 1:30 in the morning.
So yeah.
That's a long day.
Yeah, the pub crawl was really awesome, though, getting to talk to devs and just kind of getting to see... I was hoping it would be a little bit longer, but it seemed to be like what they wanted was staying longer at one bar instead of hopping too quickly was kind of some of the feedback, and that they wanted a spot at the very end where everybody met up so that, you know, all the pods met up at one big party, kind of like the, you know, beginner's party at the top of the world type thing where pretty much everybody that was doing the pub crawls all comes together. And that last one was pretty cool. Got a lot of drunk, just did a lot of like networking that entire time.
Before that, that was when Night Flyer, myself, and my wife and your wife all had dinner with CCP Aurora.
Yes, and I wasn't there.
Yeah, that was fun.
No, because you got web and scrammed, bro. Like, it just happened, and we were like down the street because I was fucking hungry, and so was Aurora, and so was actually no, my wife wasn't there. I take that back. It was just Jan and Night Flyer.
Yeah. And there's a doner kebab place right there. And I'm like, oh, yeah, drinking.
Really fucking good falafel.
And that was good. I actually went back there twice more.
Nice. I got to talk Magic the Gathering with Aurora, and I was very happy.
She is really cool. Just a fun person. So fun, like easy to talk to. I would classify her as a cool chick if I had that check a box. That would be it. She was really cool. Didn't give us a lot of secrets, though. I was hoping we could pry some insight out of her. But later on, I did get some insights we could talk about in a little bit. Because I met up with Chaos again outside the final bar. And I hung out with him for an hour or two. We talked about everything from the scooters that we were zipping around on in Reykjavik and, in-game stuff. Streaming.
Was that the dude that was giving us secrets that with the streamer next to us, or?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So again, I don't want to reveal his name. Allegedly, there was someone working. One of the devs was there and had a little too much to drink and revealed stuff that maybe he shouldn't have. We asked him maybe not to, but I wasn't gonna stop him.
Right.
Chaos is like, are you sure you want to be saying this right now? Because
Chaos is like a streamer. We're streamers. That's the Aussie that we were talking to. This
yeah.
Okay. Cool. He's cool. I like.
Yeah. That. The guy who they lost his luggage, so they have to get on like three planes and fly 30 hours to get to Iceland. Then they lost his luggage when they got there. And Chaos is a big dude, so just going out and buying stuff it would not have been easy. So.
And this is the first day that we met Corvus at the Friday, and got webbed and scrammed by him, and had a long conversation.
We ran into him outside while smoking, I think.
Yep, dirty smokers.
Cool dude,
causing networking. It's like it's one thing that is The only like redeeming feature, which you don't need to do in order to do this, but smoking makes you go outside and hang out with people and talk to them for some reason.
But, yeah, I wasn't smoking, but I was there talking to people. Yeah. So, I caught Corvus later the next day. I believe it was the next day. He was outside smoking, and I walked out, and the first thing he said was, "Are you not cold, mate?" Because I didn't have a jacket on or anything. I was just standing there talking to him, but the Scotsman had just bought me more fucking booze at the bar upstairs. So I was like I bought myself one like double rum because I saw they had Jerry's, and I was like, "That's good." And then as I'm drinking it, he buys another one and sets it next to it. I was like, "All right." So I was like, "I'm good. I'm not cold yet." But yeah, he was a lot of fun to talk to, and he was on the show a little while ago.
Yeah, just earlier today, and that was an awesome interview. I was like, dude, I wish I wasn't, you know, I've got another show I've got to go on, apparently. So I did talk to the stations today.
Yeah, and I missed it because I said, send me a fucking link, and you didn't send me a link.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, I didn't. You just look for it. Anyways. But yeah, that
probably
was
eating breakfast.
That was a really good interview. It was an hour long, and just talked about FanFest and me, and you know, it was interesting being on somebody else's show. I've been on Astarothe's show now, and now talking in stations after FanFest, and so it was interesting to be the other side of the table of interviewing and being like, okay, I know what I want out of my guests, so I tried to do that, tried not to be too talky, but talky enough, you know, and give the dead, honestly, give a little guest, dead air so that people can say something.
Anytime a guest on, I want the guests to just talk. Like, I want the people in chat, like before, like they were saying, like, why is the dude with the chops not talking? Who cares about the guy with the chops? We have a guest on the show. We want them to talk.
I'm here all the time. You've heard my stupid stories already. Like,
exactly. Exactly.
But yeah, so meeting Corvus was awesome. Getting ready for the pub crawl.
He's always a good fight. Always a good fight when I fight Corvus.
Yeah. Days. Oh yeah, it's always fun. And then so we did the party after the pub crawl, and then we all crashed. And
I mean, we stayed up till like 4 a.m.
Yeah, well, you know, talking about the universe and everything, about the number 42.
And then we crashed.
And then we crashed. Yes. And then Saturday, we, you know, have the big EVE Online Havoc reveal, like the biggest, like, you know, this is what the next thing is going to be. Here's what all the things are about. I feel like they really hit it out of the park with this one and thought a little bit farther out of the box than what other people were thinking, I think. Because I think a lot of people were thinking, okay, they're going to do NPC 0.0 faction warfare, that it'll be like Angels versus Garistas or something like that. Or maybe the Kaldari or Galente are invading pirate space or something that's going on in pirate space. And it's like, no, the pirates found a fucking secret stronghold, and now they're going to be invading faction warfare space, and that the, you know, the whole idea is for them to come in and corrupt the system and destroy the sec status in the system, and maybe even reach, you know, high sec and start corrupting high sec, and that it's a three-way brawl between the Galente, Kaldari, and the pirate faction Garistas for that side, and then Angels versus the Mimitar and Amar. So I thought that was epic. What'd you guys think?
I thought it brought a lot of opportunity and probably a hell of a lot. It's going to bring a hell of a lot more fights, but mostly them angel ships.
Oh, sexy. Everybody's going to go. I feel like it's going to be like 20% of people that go to this is going to go to the Garistas, and like 80% are going to the Angels.
So the angel, the alligator was a Garista or angel? I don't remember.
Alligator.
The Drake Hall.
That's definitely a Garista.
Okay, yeah. That I really liked that, the reveal of that particular one. I don't fly Drakes, but it was beautiful. And the of course the Angel Titan.
Juksha, thank you. Thank
you. The addition of the Angel Titan. Thank you for the follow, Jugshot.
Yes, the Angel's Titan was pretty epic. And we've been waiting for this for years now, so...
And Frozen was almost like, we gotta drop everything we're doing and just fucking join the Angels. Like, he was close. He was close. I had to talk him off the ledge because we're with Noir.
Reel him back in a little bit.
Yeah, but, I mean,
we do a Faction Warfare stream. And switch it over to a pirate stream. We'll have to rebrand again.
Yeah, which we did a special branding of everything over. But
so Jugshot puts out a good point too, is that now that the Garista's dread will probably maybe it'll drop in price because it'll be more easily obtainable with LP comparison.
Yes, like all of their ships are now going to be, I think, a little bit cheaper for sure because there's a new really fast way of getting them. But also, we'll see what it costs because we sit in Plexus all day in order to get our LP.
Yeah,
what do they have to do to get their LP is going to be the question. Is that easily farmable?
But also, too, with them, I didn't hear any rumblings of changing how the Plexus works. So those pirate ships can only get in advanced Plexus.
Yeah, and they don't need to do Plexing at all. They're doing something else. They're doing PvE activity. That they have to do
kind of like ship casters and shit, I think.
Well, ship casters get you somewhere, but then they have to go and do something very similar to like what they have in the Triglavian space, where you've got to get like a group of 20 people together to do the big one, and that it's not like a battlefield where it will be really easy. It's supposed, from what I understand, is that it's supposed to be actual PvE content. That you're going to have to watch your back while
corruption. The corruption.
And then, they'll be corrupting things as well. And then also, so their shipcaster gets a station, which is really cool, too. So what did you feel, Nightflyer?
One of the big questions that came up is how are we going to deal with standings? And they said there's going to be things to work on that. And I don't think a lot of people picked this up during the event, but the Jovis station that the Deathless are using is the Fulcrum.
Mm-hmm.
And they said this in there, and there's been not a whole lot of media on it that I can see, but the Fulcrum's not operational.
Right.
And that pirates will have to do certain activities to get the Fulcrum up and running. So that is something that they're going to use to help people get standings with the Crystal.
Yes, they just started that actually. So that's something that just started. You can go out and get these materials and return it to the Fulcrum, and I think you get standings as well that way. I'm not sure on the standing, but I believe so.
So I think that's going to be kind of interesting that way. But I think it'll give something for those that are doing pirate stuff in Faction Warfare, something to do, and just another aspect of the lore and stuff too. So I'm kind of excited for it. I'd like to see it. I'm spinning up a new alt, so
maybe this will get us more contract work of like people that are like, we really want this corruption to go away. I'm calling in Noir and willing to bring the network in for a price to really have them be dedicated to dealing with this in this area.
Oh yeah, there's definitely gonna be more content for all, I think.
Yeah. But yeah, so that's I'm really excited about all the stuff that they unveiled there. And do we want to talk about Vanguard, or do we want to talk about anything else with the Deathless?
Well, before we jump to Vanguard, just a couple of other key things that they brought up as far as improvements to quality of life and stuff within the game.
Oh, the opportunities are really, that's something super awesome.
Yep, so opportunities have expanded a little bit. There's going to be a new project manager role. They're expanding the projects out. So there's going to be a total of 12 different projects, including being able to put incentives for lodging, for killing, for scanning.
And plexing, I think, as well.
For plexing, for manufacturing. So, it's 12 different other opportunities that you can, incentivize your corpse and stuff to take part in stuff.
One step closer to fulfilling Logi on Killmails, but it's getting close. Not quite on a Killmail yet, but almost, you know.
I don't know how I feel about that.
The LP donation logbooks, that's pretty big. Yeah, I like how you're not sure how you feel about Logi on Killmails. Like,
only because of how I play.
Right. But yeah, it's... That's pretty cool stuff that they have. Anything else that we want to touch base on?
They're updating the daily challenges. We're now
everybody. Oh yeah, that's a big one.
2 to 4 same challenges. So I think that'll be kind of nice. It'll kind of be spread stuff out because, like I said, I have one character that's got 3 things to do in the abyss, and that person's never going to the abyss, so they don't have any daily challenge for the day. So some change on that. Learning it. Oh, being able to leave and come back to the air program. So they're updating that new player challenge or the new player experience that way.
Well, yeah, you can like pause it now and like come back to it later if you want.
Yeah, and then the expansion for the stuff coming out either next year or by 2025, which they talked about the customized skins for your ships where you can customize your own ship skins. Ooh,
that's huge.
Station emblems, which we've talked about forever. Custom emblems are coming, but again, this is probably a 2024 or early 25 release. They're doing some more customizations with the station, so they're monuments, have some examples. So you're gonna be able to put monuments, you can put cloud cover, you can put asteroid fields. But that could be as far out as 3 years before we see that fully implemented into the game.
Yeah, I want to see a statue of Gwen someplace. Maybe Shawnee, maybe on the station. On the game. I don't know.
But if CCP has proven anything, is that eventually, if they say they're going to do it, eventually they do. It just, you know, again, it all depends on where they have resources that they can allocate to this stuff.
I'm waiting for those holographic kill marks, man. That looked really cool.
I never even heard that. You're the one that I heard that third party. Like you told me that multiple times, and
that
I
was
never
at
heard
FenFest.
That.
It was at FenFest. Not from another universe.
It was on a big screen.
Was I there?
Not our FenFest. The FenFest before us.
Okay, then no. It didn't exist to me. That's why I wasn't there. So.
Yeah, I just saw.
Was it CCP Orca or CCP Emerald?
But I have 2 Gnosis's sitting in the station with over 100 kill marks that I want to see that on.
Oh, and Jugshot brings up a really good point. Now the war zones are one jump away from each other. Mm-hmm. Because of you won't autopilot. You can't autopilot to whatever the hell the name of the system is.
Zarzak.
So you can't autopilot there, but if you know the systems that, you know, Alcivonin, the 2 0.01s, and then Turner, Zarzak, that's it.
We just said it.
Zarzak, yes.
You Turner. Just said it as well.
Yes,
sir.
Fine. I'm not stoned, you're stoned. In any case, so I'm liking all that. Anything else that we want to touch base on? I know you've got the cool notes. You actually did the reporter level, like, kind of
stuff.
Yeah,
I said
he had a notebook out, dude. I saw, I looked over, and he was sitting there sexy. Writing his notebook.
That's just sexy, man.
No, it's because I'm old and I can't remember shit anymore. So, I'm trying to keep up with you young whippersnappers out there.
Yeah, Alice Winfield has a good point. Don't hit your Zarzak while you turn her. I sit on my Zarzak a lot, so Alice, I understand.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, I twisted my Zarzak just this morning.
Yeah.
So a couple of other things that weren't released that were kind of brought up is that there should be a new ship skin line coming out in game. They're working on now. It's going to be something probably along like the state police skin line. I know that some of the NPCs have been sporting this skin in some of the recent events that we've had, so they're going to make those available to our ships. allegedly. And then more talk on seasonal graphics. I know a lot of the graphics department has been working on trying to incorporate like Easter time. There might be like rabbits like in the station, or on Halloween there might be a bit of a like a scarier theme set up like in stations and stuff. So again, I hope it doesn't get cartoony. I mean, they usually get away from that, but as long as it could be within the realm that Eve is already. But I think that would be kind of cool, just to put, you know, you get the winter festival kind of event. We might have snow in the station. It'd be kind of cool. And again, specifics, I don't know, but I do know that it's something graphics is working on. So appreciate that. And then first person shooter shit.
All right. So let's delve into this as quickly as humanly possible with such a big reveal. I'm super excited about this. I'm not a big first-person shooter fan personally, because I like, it's either the PvE aspect is all that I'm playing, or it's such a hardcore PvP game that I just, you know, like, I'm like, I'm hardcore in EVE for PvP, so, but...
Get good.
And I need to get good. But this announcement seems kind of interesting. It's going to be a PvE, PvP game, basically, that there's going to be a mixture of that, and it looks really cool. And if you have an account in EVE, you get an account in Vanguard. So you're paying for two games when you're paying for your subscription. And the same goes for if they get a subscription over in Vanguard, they get an EVE Online account. And I think that's really cool. It's on PC, or no, it's on PlayStation 5, right? Or no, PlayStation 2. I think they announced this will be on PlayStation 2, and I was like, if they say this is PlayStation, I'm walking. Yeah. Like, I'm
and
done.
It's not backwards compatible, so
you got to get the PlayStation 2.
It's just on PC.
But yes, this is on PC. This is on PC. It's going to be really awesome, and it looks really cool. They gave us some actual gameplay of it, and. Did anybody catch like the exact storyline of what's going on here though? I didn't.
Well, the mission they had to pick up a data node that was in the hull of a fallen bowhead. So, and of course there were other privateers that were probably going to grab the same things. So.
Yeah, there's probably going to be objectives. So, as a person that plays these types of games, as an FPS player and a PvE FPS. Player, there's always like some kind of objective that's PvE related, and there's always like PvE mobs or monster objects, if you will, things or other, you know, factions, NPCs that will hinder you from doing this. But then there are other player teams that are trying to complete the same objectives that have to deal with both the same PvE stuff and the other players. And of course, for me, in all those games, it's strictly PvP. I get to the point where the PvE is fucking easy, and then you just go out and murder other people. So I fully expect to see Gwen, or her avatar or whatever the fuck, shooting people in Avatar at some point. And my wife has refused to play she's refused to play Eve multiple times, and we tried to convince her that she was playing Eve offline the entire time she was in Iceland.
She was playing Eve offline.
She still doesn't agree there, but she might actually play Vanguard when it comes out, because one, I wouldn't have to get her a subscription or anything, because I have three. I could just have her use one of those. And she could play, she'd be willing to play the FPS. But that's it.
Well, before Eve, I was FPS. You know, I did the Halos, I did the Call of Duties. So it's kind of my background a little bit. I suck at that stuff too. So it's not just Eve.
Yeah, I came from Ultima Online and a little bit of World of Warcraft before I was. I tried like the PvP in Warcraft though at like level 20, like. Mm. Seven
PvP in Warcraft is great.
PvP was my great name, at 27, 28, and 29, and then I hit level 30, and
my
it
name
sucked.
Was I was an undead rogue, and my name was Muerta Negra, the Black Death, and I had like over 30k PvP kills. Wow.
And now you're at how many thousands of PvP?
Well, Eve, it's a lot different. I only have like, I'm approaching 6k.
I did hear some complaints of the people that are watching the stream, and they said that the graphics looked really gray, and maybe it got washed out, but in person, watching it on the screen,
it looked beautiful. I thought it looked really good. Holy crap.
It looked like the graphics you expect from a CCP game.
At Laura Shawl Arena or whatever. The screen was beautiful.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited for it. I know that a lot of people who are going to probably start picking that aspect of Eve back up. And of course, with the tempting, you've already got the subscription. Why don't you log in and start training some skills? Hey, don't you want an item that you could have for your Vanguard guy? Why don't you just go get it in Eve Online? And then
I wonder if you can earn stuff for Eve Online in Vanguard, because that'd be cool too. I can earn it, and my wife can help me earn stuff too for my characters, because she's never gonna want to play in space.
They're smart. That's how you get the addiction of like get the both addicted to both worlds, but make it so you don't have to, but you can, you know. So we don't know a lot. We know that it has to deal with what, the Deathless.
The Deathless.
Maybe something faction warfare. But nobody really knows what the, you know, true storyline is here. Beta is going to be out in December, I believe, and that's you need to sign up and you need to be a subscriber to Eve to be able to join the beta, I believe, or the alpha. I've got to get signed up as well. Anything else that you guys can think of that you want to talk about with Vanguard? I think it's going to be epic and awesome. There's ships can explode in outer space maybe, and then shower shit down into the
game. And also, isn't there an option for like a space strike, like an airstrike?
That was like Dust 514.
Well, that was so Dust. Okay.
That was something that that's old tech that I don't think they're going to go that route again, but they might, which that would be really cool if they did, but. Sounds like that was a hard technical aspect.
Mm-hmm. I did miss the breakout on Vanguard simply because they put it on the second stage, which was the smaller stage, and couldn't get in. And then they're like, "Oh, they have the overflow up on the third floor."
You couldn't get in,
and you couldn't get in.
Was the first sold out fan fest.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think they said.
They said there's approximately 2,000 people there, so. I believe it. That place was packed.
Yeah, there was a lot of people there.
So yeah, we're waiting on more information. If anybody has more information, please contact Federation Frontline Report today, and we can incorporate
break that story.
We can break it today. Other than that, then there was the party at the top of the world. That was super epic. We got to meet Virion. And got signed up and did our interviews for the Spectre fleet and had to do our official applications when we got back. But now me and Samson, me and Gwenevik are FCs, Frozen Fallout and Gwenevik.
I haven't had my interview yet, so I don't know if I'm not yet. But I will say this.
When is that?
So I don't know. I have to talk to him again. I went upstairs to the bar and I saw a gentleman sitting. He was kind of sitting by himself. There are people there, and he was drinking was a Red Bull and vodka. And I pulled up next to him because he looked very familiar, and I'm pretty sure I'd seen him wearing a Spectre Fleet hoodie earlier. But he didn't have a tag. But as soon as he opened his mouth when I like introduced myself, that's Virion. I could hear his voice because he's been in fleets with him a lot. And I was just like, "What are you drinking?" And he's like, "Well, this and that." I was like, "Okay, I buy one of these." He's like, "No, you don't need to do that. Those are like really expensive." And I was like, "I got you, bro." And then I bought that and myself some more whiskey and another drink for my wife, etc. And we drank, we hung out for a minute there, and then I was like, "You should meet Frozen." And then I brought him downstairs, and you weren't fucking there.
No, so, like, I was partying at the top of the world.
Heather was playing Eve offline and kept him webbed and scrammed on a you know, like, he shit secondary until I had to, like, go do stuff, find you or whatever. And she kept him there. That was one of the things that she did really well. And then finally, when you got there, I said, "Here we go. He's fine. He's frozen. It's Virion. Fucking, where have you been? Jesus Christ!" And then he was like, "Yeah, I remember you from the karaoke."
Right. Yeah. He was like, "Yeah, great job. Like, that was awesome." And also Night Flyer, thank you so much for the gift. That's super fucking awesome of you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I didn't realize that it was October 1st, so I had to pay the full price. I'm like, extra buck towards the stream.
I'm going to try and remember to talk more about this maybe at the end here. But this is we're at season 3. This is like the end of season 2. We're definitely multiple days into, if not almost a month into, our third season, technically, right now. So this is year 3. This is officially the end of season 2. And that next season, we're going to have a new intro that we're going to be putting out. You know, we've already got the beginnings of that, but I'm going to have a very specific song that's going to be the video that we show off to people so that they want to join up with the Federation frontline. We'll play that at the beginning of our stream for this to, you know, give us a little bit of time. So you've got something cool to watch while we're getting everything all prepped and ready. So I'm super excited about year 3 of this podcast. And thank you guys, you know, so much for being co-hosts. This is like, it's a dream come true, man. It really is.
So you can make Tommy, you can make cry.
It's so cool. So is there anything else that we want to talk about with Vanguard?
No, I think I'm looking forward to it, and it might be the first time Heather plays an actual Eve game.
Yeah, I never played Dust, but they did say that some of the guns and stuff were going to be in this game. I guess there was some iconic things from that game that people were happy to see were going to be carried over into this. So.
Yeah.
I did think it was cool when you changed out ammo, it changed the color of your gun. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, when you switched pretty to different cool. kinds. Yeah. Yeah, so that's one thing. They do have the same like elements as in Eve, like thermal and kinetic, etc.
Yeah, just like, I think it'll be similar to Dust 514. It's going to be Eve Online in a first-person shooter, so when you die, you probably drop all your loot and some of it gets destroyed. And then, you know, you'll have a high slot, a mid slot, and a low
which
slot.
Which is also, which interestingly enough, is also very much like all the games that, like Hunt. I play Hunt Showdown, and Hunt was sort of based off of Tarkov. Those games, also the Cycle Frontier, all of those types of games have that effect, right? You have that character. Either it's a character by itself. In this case, it wouldn't be the character. You wouldn't lose the character because it's going to be the same avatar or whatever. But all of your shit is lost when you die. All of your gear.
Yeah. So it'll be interesting. And this is me spacing, is we were onto the party at the top of the world, actually, talking about Virion. So that was awesome meeting him. Getting that interview in and just partying. And then he was supposed to come with us to Lebowski's afterwards.
But then he found his friends, so he got webbed and scrammed.
Webbed and scrammed and drug off into the depths of the abyss. I think he actually made his way out to Lebowski's.
I never saw him. We were there pretty fucking late.
But we were there late.
I got home like 3, and I had to catch a flight.
But if he just went to the back right away or something, or just hung out front, we might not have seen
him.
We had
to catch a flight. We was eating food at the airport. We were
all had to catch the flight at the same time.
We all had to catch the flight at the same time, bro.
That was actually kind of cool that all of our flights was at the same time, and me and Night Flyer were on the same
You guys were on the same flight. I didn't realize I was on the same flight with Manic Velocity, but I didn't introduce myself because, like, I was, like, really unsure. Like, wait, is that him? Is that him? You know, like, I didn't like he's liked my shit on Instagram and I've liked his shit on Instagram, but I like didn't, I missed an opportunity. Manic Velocity, if you're watching or listening right now, but you were fucking in line for our flight. I was there. I still want to bug him.
Awesome. I did get to meet up with CCP and Aquarian, who I met in Vegas last year too. So it was kind of nice to do that. He's part of the experimental development team, so nothing he really does makes an impact, an immediate impact in the game. But what a great guy! He's fun to hang out with. So just a shout out to Aquarian.
Yeah, and I know that CCP, so I talked to CCP Swift, which I've already interviewed on my World of Darkness podcast, and Steve, I was like, you've got to come over to my EVE Online podcast and do another interview. And so I talked to him a bunch. He was on the pub crawl, but he wasn't in my pod, so I didn't get to talk to him at the pub crawl, but I did talk to him before it. And then CCP Aurora, talked to her a whole bunch on the pub crawl.
We'll get her on the show. It's just gotta, we just got to take some time. We put in the request, so. But
yeah, we'll see. I know that everybody's got COVID now, too, from FanFest, so there's a recovery time.
I don't think I caught, I mean, I didn't test myself, but whatever I caught was a very minor cold, so.
Yeah, I was sick when we got back. By the time I landed Monday, my ears never popped when we got off the plane.
Oh man, that's
bad. On my last, but very fucking last flight coming in to California, I sneezed 15 minutes before landing, and that fucked all my shit up. And then my left ear had that pressure build up, that fucking painful fresh, and I was deaf for the day after that. Yeah.
Yeah, it took me a good 4 or 5 days to get rid of it. But I know Chaos was sick. He was streaming the other day. He wasn't feeling well. Oz on his cast on Saturday, he was sick or just getting over his sickness.
It's the new thing, man, now. I mean, ConCrud's always existed. Don't let anybody be like, this is crazy. Like, no, ConCrud's always existed. But it's gotten worse. It's definitely gotten worse. And I think the only reason why I didn't get really any ConCrud and all I did was got like a really, really like broken
you
voice.
You blew your fucking vocal. Dude, I had
the
to
vocal
make him
cords
tea.
Were, yeah, the vocal cords.
Well, like yeah, that, I was make him tea at the Airbnb so he could fucking go back out.
That wasn't due to sickness.
I didn't know if that was the start of the cold coming out or the fact that we were screaming, you know.
Oh, that was definitely
not
me.
Believe it at the top of our lungs in the Lebowski. So.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's true. We were singing along at Lebowski's. Yep.
We were screaming.
Screaming. Screaming. And I was dancing. I was performing a bardic dance. I got beer.
Yes. Absolutely. I saw
people
that.
People kept throwing drinks at them.
Yep. Yeah, they were just throwing their panties too, whatever.
Ooh, sexy,
the dudes
sexy.
Were throwing their panties.
Yeah.
The White Russians, what's his head was talking about, spending $400 at the Lebowski's. Very easy to do. I had to.
Yeah, I still don't even really know how much money I spent. I just kind of I opened up my Strength in Gaming credit card and saw all of these foreign currency fees, and I was like, I'm just gonna close that. I'm done with that. I don't want to see that.
I don't want to know. I told my wife not to tell me. We'll just
click.
We'll
I'm just gonna pay. Now. I'm just gonna put a $2,000 payment on it and not look at it anymore. Fuck off.
Yeah, this is it was costly, but it was worth it, I think, in the end.
Absolutely.
I'd go again. I would like to go in 25.
I think so too. I think if I do go though, it's probably going to be like very limited. It's going to be by myself and just for the con days.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I would kind of do with Frozen. I'd land on Wednesday. And probably take off Sunday.
So what'll happen is we'll end up...
And no rental car.
Nightflyer and I will be doing our thing while Frozen's with his wife doing their thing.
Yes. Yep.
Going out and seeing glaciers and marching through.
Well, so we might do the opposite of that, where we're going to do the longer trip next time and then hit up all the sites and everything and then focus on the con, kind of like what you guys did. So, so that's awesome. Yeah, so that's pretty much FanFest, you know. We went home after that, recovered in the what's that?
I will say though that I did get a hug.
Oh yeah.
Insidious Sainthood.
Insidious Sainthood.
Oh, yeah. He's a great guy.
He was really cool. He was at the volunteer desk where they had a lot of the yeah, there you go. It's a good, the pins and stuff that you could get for donations to their children's hospital in Iceland. And I think they raised 40K, which, by the way, we're going to be doing Extra Life. I know I'm doing it in Strength and Gaming. I'm sure we'll do it too this year. But also, just like, yeah, he was really cool. And he was wearing an awesome like purple sequin suit at the party on top of the world, and I requested a hug in the suit, and he obliged, so I was happy.
Oh yeah, and one other thing too is that I won the Ikatursa casino skin.
Yeah, and you sold that bitch, right?
Yeah, I sold it for 42 billion isk. So
fuck yeah, we're rich, bitch.
we're rich, space rich now. So that on top of all the Moros BPCs that I have. Moros Navy issues. Yeah, this is gonna be fun. I'm buying a Moros. I have a Moros. I need to get it fit up. Buying a carrier off of Alec, and definitely getting a Varger, and then like a bunch of the fittings and stuff.
Yeah, some Vargers. I need to get my Rev fit, and I should get a carrier too. I just have the train fighters. I can fly a Fanny.
Yeah, me too. I can fly everything except for Titans, because I'm not buying that stupid book until I need to buy it to fly the Titan that I bought.
When you get the Angel Titan.
Right. Yeah, when I get the Angel Titan, that's when I'll do it. But yeah, so
I think... Did you guys buy anything else while you were there? Like, did you buy any Eve stuff?
So, yes. So we bought the... What was the donation? I don't know if you consider buy. We bought our data. That was really cool.
The donation for the data was really cool. Really cool story on there.
Like, he said he won the Ikatursa skin, and we did buy some spins on the wheel. I won a magazine and 500 Plex.
I got an EVE Online magazine.
Other than the booze, I didn't buy anything else at FanFest, I don't think, other than food.
I bid on stuff, but I didn't win any of the biddings.
Yeah, me either. But I got the set of notebooks. There's like three of these.
Oh, nice.
So, because I needed something to write on, and I was like, hey, do you guys have anything to write on that's not like a post-it note? So, I've seen these on their website before. Those are pretty cool, but I do have kind of an extensive challenge coin collection, and so I had to get the 20th anniversary. This is number 44 of 50.
Ooh, nice.
So, this is like something I'm pretty proud of. I'm glad I got that.
That is cool. Damn, I should have got that.
It's got us only... That was the last one, so I think... That was the last one. There might have been a display left, but so that was cool.
It's like $6 billion for the books for the Titan. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, right.
Just to learn how to
sit. Now, though, bro, you're space rich.
Yeah, not that.
You can't afford the Titan, but you can afford the book.
I don't know if you're space rich until you can say trillion.
Yeah, I'm at like a net worth of like $150 billion or something like that now, but that's not. I don't say that's rich. I say I'm like a good upper middle class, you know.
Hey man, if you're having fun, you're fucking rich.
That's true. I am space rich, always.
Space rich and friends.
Yeah.
Hey, if you're not worried where your next ship is gonna come from.
What's the most important thing in Eve? Killing, obviously. So, and if you have an opinion about that and it's not killing, it's wrong. But that's besides the point. Like, I can do killing. Plenty of it with really cheap stuff, so we're funded for a fucking long time right now.
Yeah, it's true. Anything else that we want to talk about? We're way over on our time, but not. I don't think that's, you know, we don't have anything immediately scheduled for any of us, I don't think, right away, so. Anything else that we want to touch base on before we wrap this baby on up?
I feel like there's something I missed. But I don't remember what it was. Pretty sure those goons won't forget who I am. All the twerking.
Oh, we do have one last thing to talk about. Madison meetup in 2024.
Yes, that's a thing that I just made a flyer for.
Yes. Much artwork for us. I mean, some of it was just some modding and stuff like that. But I think that even that's like... I couldn't do that.
No, but
shit,
the flyer. So. I'm really proud of the flyer because I designed it after a peachy folder, and originally, and it just, like, the design was really fun to do, having have like a rifter fighting a Tristan on the front, and then but yeah, now this year it's technically, it's not just the Federation Frontline Report, but it's also the Network and Noir. And yeah, Madison, you said May 4th, 2024, correct?
May 3rd. So May, we're it's Saturday, May 3rd.
Okay, but that's not what I put on the flyer, bro. So now I got to change what? It.
Really?
You told me 4th. You proofread it and said 4th. So that's what I put on there.
I think it's the 4th. I think because it's Saturday, right? We talked about the 3rd being Friday.
Oh, not that one.
Let's see.
Yeah, October, it's like going to be on a Saturday.
March, April, May. Yeah, 4th, Saturday.
It is May 4th.
And that's what I put on the fucking flyer. Calm okay, down, good frozen. Jesus
I don't
Christ.
Know. I just
yeah.
Know,
may the fourth. Like, may the 4th be with you.
Be with you. Oh, it's also Star Wars Day. Holy shit! Yeah, I didn't think about that.
There it is.
Did
so yeah, it is
May. You thought about that?
Oh yeah, yeah. That was
well,
part of the whole
really
thing.
That's really big. Make it a little. I know. Show the whole flyer.
Yep, I am. I'm getting there.
You're getting there. Getting there.
Ooh, slowly but surely. There we go. Yeah. EVE Online, yeah. Madtown Meetup, 21 years.
I mean, it's not
over Saturday,
the
May 4th.
The original design
May
is not gray. The original design is the peachy folder color, which is like a peach. But that you can see the design. Like I was really proud of how the Noir logo turned out, because I did the two tone so that the blood, you could see the blood spatter.
Yeah, that is a sexy
oh,
sexy
that is
poster.
Cool. Nice.
Yeah, just picture it as the color of a peachy foot. I'll send you it later.
And we also talked a little bit about if there's an interest, a Friday night dinner, something or other.
Yeah, like Friday night we might go up.
And most likely I will
stuff,
be there. But I'll probably fly out there Thursday like I did before.
Yeah, we'll see what kind of interest that we get. And
but I think I'll fly. I think, Frozen, I think I'll fly to Milwaukee, because then I won't have all the bullshit that fucking happened when I tried to fly into Madison.
Yeah, no, fuck flying into
Madison. And so, like, you were willing to drive to Chicago to pick me up from this fucker's home. Like, you really drive me to Chicago. I drive from Chicago, and I was like, well, dude, nobody told me Milwaukee was just an hour away. Like, no one said that.
I had to drive to get to your thing. I had to drive from Vegas to your
house.
That
was epic.
That was
like, you got stuck in Vegas, and you had to drive from Vegas to SoCal. That was like a 4-hour drive.
Yeah, starting at like 11 o'clock at night when we finally got to start the journey.
And then when you finally got here, we was drinking until 6 until the sun came up.
Yeah, until the sun came up. That was pretty epic. And then we had an earthquake and a typhoon that came
tropical
through. A hurricane, whatever. Yeah, not typhoon. Yeah, a tropical storm.
It was a typhoon, and it turned into a tropical storm.
But yeah, then... so awesome things. Come out to the EVE meetup stuff. It's a lot of fun. And you were able to make it last time. Alec was able to make it. Nightflyer couldn't make it, unfortunately. But I think you...
No.
Hopefully this
time...
But
he will make it this time, because he could literally drive there. He could literally drive there.
I will quit my job this time. That was the problem. I couldn't get off work this time.
They got bunk beds. You can. We'll chill in the same room.
Yeah, if I don't crash there. Again, I got family that lives in Madison, too. It's where I stayed during the summer storm Goonfest and stuff.
Yeah, family medicine. All right.
That's awesome. All right. Anything else that we wanted to touch base on?
I am beta testing the new stream. We'll see how that comes out. So keep an eye out for EVE by Night. And it might be some industry and PI stuff. Not necessarily super exciting all the time, but I'll try to make it entertaining for everybody.
It's nice and relaxing, you know?
Do some industry. Show us how it's done.
Yeah, and then we'll get out and pew-pew, too.
So. Yeah. Awesome. Well, definitely make sure to check out our new website, federationfrontlinereport.com. And we're going to be updating all of our old links to make sure that they redirect over. And I don't think the redirects are working, actually. So we'll have to take a look at
it. No, but still not working, because fuck AWS. I'm going to say it right now.
Fuck
AWS.
Yeah.
Said it all, and it's still not working. It's past 48 hours at this point. So
yep.
I did this. you should just transfer it to me. I'm not a spy, but I'm not gonna steal your shit. You know that.
Yeah. No. Yeah. I can give everything over to you.
Just transfer the Age of Stories. All of your life saving.
No, GoDaddy is.
Give me the deed to your house. Either.
The Age of Stories isn't converting over. So FederationFrontlineReport.com and all the other ones that we had before will eventually go over to that. It's, you know, just got our YouTube, our Twitch, and our podcast. We're going to make it, you know, we're going to be improving upon it and doing more with it. We'll get the seat working on there and stuff like that, or at least redirected over. The seat actually is the only thing in AWS that's working right now. So check that out. You know, we definitely are going to be posting up a lot of new stuff very soon for the podcast. There's multiple interviews that three interviews I've already had. So those are going to be getting out. And then this episode, of course, sure. Virion's coming up next week. Next week, right? Saturday or Sunday?
15th.
Show? The 15th. So not next week, actually. 2 weeks from now will be Virion.
Yeah. It'll be a little bit earlier than the regular show.
Okay.
It'll be 1800 Eve time.
Okay. Yep. That works. Awesome. Other than that, definitely check out Declaration of War. That is the podcast that is put out by Noir.
It's a little podcast that I think has been around since like
the beginning of time.
Longer than any other Eve podcast in existence.
Yep. So definitely check that on out. It's super, super cool. And, you know, if you want to do mercenary work, check out the Federation Frontline Report in-game. We are a corporation. We're brand new. We've done the rebranding name, and we're looking for new pilots, new people that want to come out and learn the way of the mercenary and older people, too, you know.
No coincidence, but the first kill for Federation Frontline Report happened to be a Kiki that was loaded with a good amount of stuff and, you know, Kiki face.
Yeah, Kiki face. Check out our stuff in game. There's also Noir and Hungry that are doing recruitments as well.
Hungry. You gotta say it like Woody Harrelson in Zombieland. Hungry.
Oh, the Kiki faces. Oh my God, they're all over.
Seeing my face with my face,
your face.
Blasted. I think I just went to a different universe there.
Awesome. All right. Well, thank you all for watching. Thank you for listening in. And we'll definitely catch you next time. Thank you all for your time. Have a great time. Time is time.
Fly dangerously.
Good night, everybody. Fly stupid.